On today's Creation Moment, we look at mica crystals. These crystals have two possible ages, an evolutionary age and a creationist age. When such crystals are examined, guess which one of these ages was found to be correct? And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
In two previous Creation Moments, I have described how radiometric dating works and how uranium changes into lead. We found that for every atom of uranium that decays, 8 atoms of helium are made. If a rock contained no lead when it was formed, then all the lead must have been made from uranium, so there would be 8 times as many helium atoms as lead atoms. Mica crystals containing uranium and lead were examined. The amount of helium in the crystal was measured. Then the amount of helium that there should have been was found. The difference between the mass of helium calculated and the mass of helium at the end of the experiment shows how fast the helium has escaped. If the age of the crystal were known, we could calculate the escape age. Unfortunately, we do not know the age of the crystals. However, the crystals have two possible ages, an evolutionary age of 1.5 billion years and a creationist age. The amount of helium that has escaped or diffused is divided first by 1.5 billion, then by 6,000 years, the creationist age. Both ages are plotted on a graph along with other plots from other crystals. Finally, some independent experimental results were obtained for helium diffusion by deliberately heating other crystals. The results of these experiments, when plotted onto a graph, fitted with the creationist long age rates and not with the evolutionary model.
Visit us at creationmoments.com for a huge selection of books and DVDs about biblical creation and the Bible. Or call 1-800-42-BIBLE and ask how you can get a free ebook on creation.